This is The Writing Life with Ann Croker, providing you with resources and inspiration to be more curious, creative, and productive. The last couple of episodes have focused on how to affirm the writer in your life who has asked for input, and how to err on the side of encouragement. As a continuation of this discussion, I'd like to share with you an idea for how you can ask for input from individuals or groups. First, decide what level of input you truly want. Then, ask the person or group to bless your piece, assess your piece, or press your piece. This idea originates with the National Writing Project for Teachers, which I heard about from my friend Chris. I'll link to a PDF from the National Writing Project with its explanation, but here's the basic idea. If you want the reader to bless your work, you want encouragement for what is working, but not necessarily feedback on what's not working. Bless is when you truly want your reviewer to only affirm, affirm, affirm. Don't feel like a wimp for asking for this. Many of us aren't ready to hear criticism yet, however constructive it might be. This could be for a variety of reasons. Perhaps the work isn't in its final stages yet and you're just asking for initial input to find out if you're on the right track. Or perhaps you've been critiqued harshly in the past. You may be emotionally fragile as you inch back into this level of writing. After enduring that, it takes time to build up courage to ask for more. If you want someone to simply point out what's working, ask them to bless the piece. It really helps the reviewer to know what you need, and it'll help you build confidence. When you ask the person to assess your work, you ask for them to assess one specific problem or concern. Focus in on something you're unsure about, something that an outside reader's response would help you sort out. Be as specific as possible. For example, should they critique the organization or the tone of your piece? Does the idea make sense, or does it need more evidence to support what you're saying, or more examples to be better understood? Remind them that even while they assess these concerns, you would benefit from plenty of affirmation. So just because they are in assess mode, ask them to also bless. We've covered bless and assess. Now it's press. When you ask for someone to press your work, you want the reviewer or editor to press into what you've written. You want them to do a close reading at all levels, offering constructive criticism to help the project improve in any way, from idea and organizational levels down to later concerns, such as grammar and punctuation. Again, when someone presses your work, they can, and I would argue that they maybe should, bless your work as well as assess specific concerns that you might throw out. You might ask for someone to press your work if you're just about to submit it for publication, and that way you can make sure you don't miss any small detail that an editor would count against you, and that person can, as they press into it, identify that so you can make the change. Asking someone to either bless, assess, or press your work, you're more likely to get the response that you're looking for. If you don't ask for a specific level, you might be hoping, let's say, for someone to assess your work, giving like a high-level organizational input, only to see that person press your work and they offer a sea of red ink focused on the placement of commas and semicolons. You can also use these three levels if you've been asked to give input. If you're going to review and respond to someone's work in progress, confirm with that writer, okay, do you want me to bless, assess, or press your piece? If the writer's never heard of these terms, this is a great chance to introduce these terms. Bless, assess, and press can provide a common language and understanding so that you provide the kind of input the writer really wants and needs. If you're asking for input, explain the three levels and ask for what you want. And when you receive the reviewer's input, thank them. They've taken time to read and respond and provide the input you requested. You can ask for clarification, and sometimes, given the situation, you could possibly ask that person for additional input on a revision. It's asking a lot of a friend, a family member, or a writing partner. Someone is investing in your writing life. Someone believes in you, so be sure to thank them. Maybe take them out to lunch. And then you may have some professional arrangements that could include additional give and take. So, for example, this kind of review process might be built into a class where you're reviewing somebody else, they're reviewing your work, and the revision process continues that. A writing group may have a workshopping process for the entire group. A writing partner, you might have a relationship of give and take there. A writing coach and a client may have a relationship where multiple reviews are built in. If you've been asked to give input, ask the writer what level of input they want and do your best to stick with that level of feedback, remembering that good writing requires a level of risk. These writers are putting themselves out there when they produce something and ask for input. So if you're reviewing at the assess or press level, remember to bless them too. Like I said before, show them where they shine. Many thanks to Chris and the National Writing Project for Bless, Assess, and Press. Like I said, I'll link to that PDF from the National Writing Project in the show notes. Thanks for listening. Reviews are helpful if you have a second to write one up on iTunes. And I invite you to subscribe to my blog. I'll provide a link in the show notes if you've never been to my website yet. You can follow me on Twitter, at Ann Croker. And you can like my page on Facebook, where I'm anncroker.writingcoach. No spaces. That's all together. In all those places, I'm always on the lookout for ideas to share that help us be more curious, creative, and productive.